This episode is brought to you by Manscaped.
Be who you are, I am proud.
Okay, tonsillitis. Pop.
Oh,
dogs
shit.
Aren't toes, they're feet. Like letting your dogs out isn't your toes.
It's your toes.
No, it's your feet.
I'm asking TikTok, what does it mean when you're letting your dogs
out?
Why
don't you just Google
it? It's your toes.
No, it's not.
No, Google's unbiased. Google's wrong.
No, it's not. And you know you're going to be wrong.
No, but Google literally will have like, it'll give you like, oh, what is the currency of this? And then it'll say something that it pulled from some ratchet ass website.
Actually, like feet though, like it's a spin of a thing forever.
Yeah, yeah. TikTok, prove her wrong. I have a special intro for us because it is
Pride Month.
As everybody can tell from our current get-ups,
our insanity,
it is Pride Month. So for our intro today, I have a special read. Hey bestie, welcome to episode 12 of Live Laugh Beef, where we'll slay the house down boots mama. On this episode, stay tuned because, where we'll slay the house down boots in this episode. So stay tuned because we're bringing the hottest LGBT.
RuPaul's about to sue.
If you know what I mean.
RuPaul's picking up the fracking.
Thank you for tuning to this episode. And if you're subscribed, thank you for always eating and leaving no crumbs. Okay, per mama, yes, God, let's sashay away to the
main stage.
Intro, bitch.
Runway.
Okay. Hi, guys. It has been a minute. It has been almost 3 weeks, almost a month.
Is that how long it's been? We're actually the worst.
We're the worst podcasters, but
we're going to be better.
We're going to be better. This summer, we're going to give you a new episode every week. I think so. I think we could do that.
That's a promise, but it scared me. don't hold me to that.
Yeah, don't hold us to that. But I feel like with our new setup, because we will be virtual for the summer.
Yeah.
Just because I'm going to be in California spending some time with some family.
He's going to be with Charlie D'Amelio.
Yeah, I'm going to renegade. Anyways. Whoa. Whoa. But yeah, so we're probably going to have, we're going to try and give you guys an episode every week.
Yeah.
And also an update on the podcast. We have our very first
sponsorship.
Oh, shit. No, wrong one. Yay. Slay. I got to stop saying that. So, yes, we are sponsored. And what a slay that is.
Stop saying slay. Oh, wait. It's Pride Month.
It's Pride Month. Do whatever I... Thank you. But, yeah. So, unfortunately, we haven't filmed in a while. Just life kind of got to us. We have been working on a brand deal with Manscaped, which is so exciting. I can't believe someone wants to sponsor us.
I was going to say, I can't believe it's real.
And then also, I got tonsillitis, which was ass.
Yeah.
Anyways, we are back ready to slay.
Oh, that was
I don't know if they can read this. Do you think they can read that?
Feel free to read it out loud for the group.
Can you read it for me?
I'm gay and I slay.
Purr.
You only said that because you wanted me to say slay.
Little one. So yeah, well, we are so excited for that. Just thank you guys for supporting us. It's actually kind of crazy. We are just literally doing this for shiggles.
I was gonna say, like, we're just having a good time.
So thank you guys for always supporting us. And now onto the sleigh.
Oh my god. No, it's Pride Month.
It's Pride Month. Let me live. So onto our topics, and we have a lot to talk about because it's been literally 40 years.
Yeah.
Obviously it's Pride Month. Love that for us.
Love that for you guys.
Yeah.
It's your month. Go get him. Go kiss that boy. Go kiss that girl.
Or
go kiss that
non-binary.
I was just going to say non-binary. Like,
but do not quote us because I don't know the whole spectrum. But we do have a balloon. But yeah, happy Pride. Mm-hmm. Love whoever you want to love.
Be who you want to be.
Be who you want to be.
We're here for you.
Absolutely. We'll always be here. So
BFFs.
To our next topic, pushing the gay agenda.
Here we are to push it. I don't know where we're going.
Speaking of, yes, Queen. Our Queen Elizabeth.
The pause.
Our Queen update. So The Queen recently had her platinum jubilee.
I thought you were going to say she had another birthday. Holy fuck, they celebrate a lot of those.
Platinum jubilee just means that she has been the queen for 75 years. Mm. And honestly, I love that for her. She's been literally slaying for 75 years.
Slay's been... No, I can't. It's Pride Month. It's Pride Month. You say slay, unironically, way too much.
Okay, well, it's Pride Month. Let me live my life.
And I'm blaming Emma Chamberlain and Gigi Hadid. I blame them too. Into your brain a little too deep.
I swear, big slay.
Wait, like big slay?
Yeah, big slay.
But yeah, so the queen is back better than ever. Honestly, did you see the photos of her in the car? Just like, it was giving very like, you know, like fashion week when like they roll their windows down or like windows up. And she was just like out the window, like giving, like serving her oats, serving giving face. Sure. Have you seen the photo? She actually looked sickening. Okay, let me just put this out here before we even finish this episode. I will be the absolute gayest in all of my terminology today.
Okay.
It's Pride.
That's okay. Yeah. I'm an ally.
We gotta stop, bro. Okay. Okay, so did you see that photo of her?
No, I didn't.
Look at that. Look at her.
Why is she serving?
She's serving face, babe.
She's giving the just got a BBL. Do you think
she has a BBL? For real. Look at her. She's slaying. She disappeared to get a BBL and a facelift.
She's actually cute.
She is. She's adorable.
But isn't she like mean to Meghan Markle?
You know what? I don't think it was her that was necessarily mean to Meghan Markle.
Just the family? No, well, I think
I think it was like the royal family in general.
Like their standards.
Yeah, because she just stood for something different. I think they just wanted Meghan to be just like this, not necessarily a puppet, but just someone that is in the background. Mm-hmm. But I didn't think they really fully expected her to be so articulate and for people to like love her.
Love her, yeah.
And so, you know, they went on that, like, you know, attack. The British media just totally attacked her.
Yeah. So. Well, same happened with Princess Diana.
Mm. Yeah.
It's just, like, if they don't have someone fit their perfect standard, it seems like they...
Yeah. So that's why... I think that's the reason why they left the family, you know?
Yeah. They're living their best life.
Yeah, they are. I love Harry. Harry looks like he's an ally. No, it's true, though. I feel like Prince William is like slightly homophobic and that's why his hairline is gone.
That's what happens to
him. No, for real. If you're homophobic, you're balding.
Yeah, I actually know a couple. No, I don't.
bald homophobic people. I think that's like a very pretty big demographic, actually. Anyways, moving on. Love you, Queen Lizzie. I will forever stan. Except for all like the...
Except for the horrible.
Except for the horrible shit. I just stan her being as an old lady.
Alive. That's not how I meant to put it.
I just stan her as like a cute old lady. I
stan the theory of her being dead.
You still think she's dead?
Per. I think she just got out of like, you know how that people say that Walt Disney's in like a freezer?
Mm.
That's her rejuvenating. So maybe she just walked out her walk-in freezer.
Maybe she did get a BBL, yeah.
Walt Disney will appear next with his little duck face.
Well, one thing I can say is she's not dead. She's living. Okay, I gotta stop. Anyways, moving on. Okay, so for the next topic, this is really stupid, but have you been seeing the capybaras lately?
No, are they small now?
No, bitch.
Like the hamsters?
You know capybaras? Ones? Those big fuckers.
Yeah, I've seen a couple. I love
them. They look like beavers with legs.
They just look big hamsters. That's all they are.
Yeah, like huge guinea pigs. Yeah. Yeah. So recently, they're like all over TikTok. Capybaras have like taken over.
Weren't they have like you extinct? Not? I'm making that up.
Have you ever seen them?
Me when I lie.
Me when I lie.
I've seen them, like, in real life. I don't know what you mean.
Have you seen, like people stan capybaras?
Yeah, I know that.
Like, the same reason. Okay, you know how, like, in... You know how right now Stranger Things is trending? Like, capybaras are trending.
Are they?
No, I'm not kidding. Like, watch. Here, let me show you a few videos.
Are there fan cams?
# capybara TikTok has 188.9 million views.
Holy fuck. don't want to miss one.
But yeah, there's like a whole subculture of people like really living for the capybara.
I was like this in grade three because I saw them at the zoo.
We have them.
We used to.
Should we go?
They don't have them anymore.
Oh.
They have lemurs, though, my favorite animal. They used to have two here, and then they used to have two in, like, the Montreal, like, Science Center or whatever.
Really?
And I've seen four before in my whole
why
life.
Why would they have them in the Science Center?
I don't know, but I think both places don't have them anymore, so I don't know. That's why I thought maybe they were extinct.
Oh, maybe they're extinct. I don't think so. Maybe
not extinct. I meant to
endangered
say
endangered or something. Yeah. But look at this. It's literally just bear videos of capybaras.
They're so cute. They're so big.
But anyways, yeah. So, like, I just, like, thought that was kind of crazy because I've never really thought of a capybara as a majestic animal of sorts. But recently with these, like, really, these fan cams have a way of making you feel things for things that are just so basic. Like, there could be the most average-looking boy and, like, one good fan cam can make the bitches go wild.
Didn't you do that with Jim Hopper? Just clarifying.
I didn't edit Jim Hopper.
No, but you saw a fan cam. You're like, oh, I kind
of
see
what. Oh, for real? Now. Yeah, I saw a fan cam of Jim Hopper. Not into Jim Hopper. So moving on from the fan cams and the capybaras, something in the animal kingdom, but scary.
Okay.
Monkeypox.
Oh. You want to know something funny?
What?
The first thing I read, okay, this is dark. The first thing I read about monkeypox, that it was like 10 cases in Canada, monkeypox all, it was like 6 buzz. I clicked on the comments and the top comment was, Jesus, just shoot them. I'm not going through another pandemic.
The monkeys?
The people, the 10 people with monkeypox.
Oh, I'm dead. I thought just they meant the monkeys.
Just shoot them. I'm not going through
a pandemic. Honestly, I feel like we need a new lockdown, to be quite honest with you.
No, it's we're good.
Not because of monkeypox.
Oh.
Just because of everything that's going on in general.
Because of, I can't afford gas.
Keep the people indoors.
I can't afford to drive to work. So I'm good with it.
Yeah.
Except my work doesn't end if we have a lockdown.
Literally.
But
yeah, I just like, I think for me, I've always had this thought. Are we just getting older so we're seeing all like the crazy shit happening like immediately in front of us? Or is it because the world's getting worse?
People say that and I disagree. Like, they say, oh, it's just because we're older and we realize more things. But, like, inflation has never been this bad. And it's, people are like, oh, that's just normal.
Sea levels.
It's not normal.
Yeah.
The way that gas is, the prices of gas, the prices of rent, the prices of fucking, like, it's not normal.
Okay.
The way that is going up isn't just, like, a normal thing that happened. Yeah. I just think the price of everything is crazy. The way that COVID has affected, like, literally every aspect, like even grocery prices are crazy right now. Dollar drink days at McDonald's.
Oh my God. Dollar drink days are at 1.5
for a large and then 125 for a medium. And that's one so crazy. For a small. The only thing I can trust is the Costco restaurant.
Oh my God. Yeah. They'll never change.
Yeah. But Costco itself. Holy fuck. That shit's expensive.
That shit's expensive.
But you know what? You're forgiven with my $2 dog.
True. True. You did.
I bought a couple things last time though. Like I swear my cart was like not even close to being full and it cost $200.
That is crazy.
And I blame the fucking cats because their food was the most expensive. Fuck you kittens. Just kidding. I love them.
So do you actually think that we're like the world's just going to shit?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I hope it. No. Cut it there.
One of the things, too, is that a lot of, like, Gen Zers and, like, younger millennials are very, like, should I just, like, not care?
And, like, I'm at the point where I look at the price of things and I genuinely, not to be dramatic, would like to be buried into the ground. And I also hate rich people.
I concur.
I don't hate rich people. I'm jealous of rich people because I just want to be rich. And like,
I'm not. And here's the thing, too. When people say I don't like rich people, they automatically think like, oh, the guy with like the pool in his backyard. Mm-hmm. Like, no, like that's upper middle class.
And that's what I meant by like jealous of. But I actually do hate.
But no. People. Like I hate
Elon Musk.
The absolutely. Yeah. Like the uber wealthy, like those motherfuckers do not need that money. And the way they made that wealth. no billionaire is like an ethical billionaire. It's like impossible.
And just, oh, give me some. Like,
I'm just, please. All right. So moving on from your tyrant.
Yeah.
So yes, the world is getting worse, but happy pride. So speaking of the world getting worse, there is an update on our universe. And I know we love to talk about like
astrology,
the universe and like astrology and like I'm a Cancer. But NASA recently put out a statement that says, quote unquote, something weird is going on with our universe.
I actually saw that.
What the fuck? I think the reason why I get kind of irked about certain topics like that or like articles like that is because it's such, it's always fuel to the fire.
I just think it's like clickbait.
Yeah, but then sometimes like clickbait is just like really intense. Like I saw one recently about climate change, which is a very real thing.
Yeah.
Although that there have been like a lot of positives that have been coming out lately. Like, oh, like we can save ourselves. But it's a lot of like fear mongering, I think. Like I saw something, it was like a charity or like a organization. They were like, we have literally 0 minutes until the world is no turning point. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah. And it really doesn't help. Like, I get it. Like, you have a business to run and a organization to run.
Yeah.
But it's the same. Like,
the clicks. But yeah. For people like me, it was way worse in my past. Like, not like that long ago, but like 3 or 4 years. I get really, really anxious about things. Mm. So, like, I fall for it. I remember, I think it was back. This is actually kind of a funny story. So, there was, like, a ton of articles about World War IV.
Oh, my God. And yes, I remember.
Like, literally in a panic, like, the whole time. Really? Like, thinking something was going to happen because, like, it was just flooding my news feed. I went to see my sister.
Up north.
And she was in school. And so, our plan was I fly up there and then we drive back together to mm-hmm. where we live now. And so I flew up there, had a good week, whatever, but I'm like so heightened about this world
just
war
like
four,
the whole situation,
right?
Everything you're seeing.
And so we're driving back and we stop at a gas station.
Okay.
And this gas station's in a city with I think like 2,000 or 3,000 people max.
The boonies.
So it's just like a little, but it's like a popular gas station because there's like a big statue there. There's like an A&W.
Oh, so it was like aesthetic.
So it's like a nice little
cute
gas,
little countryside.
It's on the Trans Canada Highway. So, like, it's, like, a popular...
Oh, my God, trans. Sorry.
Sorry. So, it's a really popular okay. rest stop. And so, we're there filling up gas. And I fucking kid you not, in this 3,000 people city, as I'm terrified about World War IV, air raid sirens.
Oh, my God.
And nobody fucking knew what was going on. These people, like, walk out of the gas station. They, like, look up. My heart's fucking racing. I'm with my sister's, I don't want to say dumb little chihuahua because I love that little rat. Yeah, but yeah. Her little chihuahua going. Rawr, 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 and I'm, like, literally thinking I'm about to get bombed in.
Not bombed.
Where was I even going to stay? In the
3,000.
Where
would you go? Where
in
would
the
you
statue?
Go?
The Winnie the Pooh statue?
Was it a Winnie the Pooh statue? Yeah, I was thinking, like, I don't know, like, fucking William
it's
B.
A
Johnson.
Huge Winnie the Pooh.
Sorry. That
so
just took me out of
I'm
a
like,
fantasy.
Am I going to die in an A&W? Should I get a teen burger before I go? And so, yeah, these sirens. And then they just ended. And then we just continued on with our day. And me and my sister were like, what the fuck? Like, did they just test some air raid sirens? Like, full on, like, that sounds like the Purge up in that bitch.
I hate that.
Isn't that so scary?
That is scary.
But it's kind of funny.
You know what I noticed when the whole Ukraine and Russia thing happened? So I have like a spam email where I just like sign up for like Reddit, all like the stupid stuff. It's just like sometimes I don't want to use my normal email because they send you a bunch of newsletters and like I'm too lazy to like unsubscribe to all of them. So I got one. I got a few. Some from Reddit. Some from Quora, I think that's what it's like.
I get those all the time.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like the ones of like questions. Yeah. And the questions were like, what would happen in a nuclear blast?
We die.
What should I do in a nuclear rainfall? And it was like, it was actually just clickbaiting, like fear mongering people to get views, especially on TikTok too. I saw a lot of like, you know, the like those like informational TikTokers who were like, top 10 things you should do if you fell in a bussy. Like, Sorry, but like I saw a lot of videos of like people are like top 10 things you should or the first 10 things you should do if a nuclear explosion happens. And I'm like, bro, what is this? Like, you're literally trying to, I guess, like, yeah, like you're trying to gain something from a tragedy. And it's so fucking
annoying.
That's
what I hate. Like, it's a real thing happening. Like, there is a war in Russia. And then the people in the U.S. talking about, oh, I'm so scared. Nothing's happening to you.
No.
Like,
no.
Maybe the people in the Ukraine, you should support them and be there for them.
It was all, it's so funny because it's a lot of, like, you know, like Karen moms or like 40-year-old moms who are like, oh my God, I'm so scared for what's going to happen. Like, and then it's like, babes, that raw chicken you're going to eat tonight is probably the first thing that's going to kill you. Okay, so my next topic, it's a little bit more lighthearted, but recently I was scrolling on TikTok and I saw that there is like this TikToker who is like an eighth grade teacher or something, or like a ninth, middle school teacher. And he is just, and he's just hot.
You know what I think's weird? We have teachers and like how you say like, oh, it's a hot teacher, kind of weird. People our age are like teachers.
Oh my God, yeah.
And to like some, they're like,
he's like around our age.
But like supply teaching, like kids at high school to me, like I still feel like I'm 13.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it's so weird to me. I couldn't imagine trying to teach like a grade 12 anything.
No.
Isn't that weird? At our age, like our age.
I am glad that there are younger teachers now because I feel like that's like a better direction than the 60-year-olds. Not to be ageist. I don't want to be ageist, but just like, no, like the, I don't say it in a way of like their age is the bad thing. I say it in a way that their like mindset.
I was going to say their old knowledge mindset. And like,
it's very limiting in like just how the world is.
Because they grew up in a different generation. Yeah, yeah, 100%. With a different schooling and stuff and like whatever, but just retire and go to Florida or whatever.
Yeah. You know what? I will ask though, if you did have like a hot teacher, like I don't know if you saw this guy, but this guy was like sexy. But if you had like a hot teacher, if I was 13, I don't think I would have been able to like contain myself. But I just remember I had grade 10 academic math. I had the hottest fucking math teacher. I don't think he's that hot now. Like I'm looking back, it's like you were just thirsty.
You were lonely.
I was lonely. But yeah, Dr. If you're listening, I wanted to fuck you so bad.
That's exactly who I'm talking about.
Dr.
And
no, like he had dark hair. I think yours was the younger one. I love how we're literally just like calling sipping out the sipping over like our
a teaching family. Yeah. Cut out all their names.
The dynasty.
I don't need Mr. grade 10 6-year-old history teacher to be like, what the fuck? I was never like, I don't know. I
didn't. You were never down bad for a teacher.
I've talked about this. I'm not really like that, you know? We don't know. We don't know my sexuality.
You know, I'd love to deep dive that right now.
My sexuality? It's Pride Month.
Yeah, it is Pride Month. And maybe that's a topic for a therapist. I don't want to push.
A therapist?
Not even a therapist.
I'm going to be, I don't know, I'm unlabeled.
I like that.
I'm like, dream.
Okay, dream.
Okay, dream.
Okay, dream.
But I never knew you could just say that, and that's what I say. I'm just like,
yeah,
unlabeled. I don't know.
I mean, like, I just know that I'm gay because, like,
you just don't like women.
Yeah, I just don't like women. But I think, like, for people who say, like, they're unlabeled, like, especially since you're in a relationship, like, you saying you're unlabeled is kind of you just, like, leaving it up to saying, well, I love who I love, which is nice, you know?
Yeah. And it's just, like, I don't know. Like, I honestly just don't have an answer.
Yeah, yeah.
And because I'm in a relationship, like, I'm not going to, like, explore it, right? So I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good. You're with good. It. I'm just me, bro. I'm an ally.
Yeah, ally.
Ally.
Okay, so enough about me wanting to bone my grade 10 math teacher. Let's take a little break. Okay, so Live Laugh Beef is brought to you today by Manscaped, who is the best in men's. Sorry, I'm going to read this. Who is the best in men's below the waist grooming. Their products are precision engineered tools for your family jewels.
Slay.
So Manscaped's performance package, which they beautifully sent us. So join over 4 million men who trust Manscaped with their with their big juicy balls. Your nether regions.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I live for that.
That's
one.
That's inclusive.
Yeah, it's very inclusive. Your nether regions. So we do have a special offer for you guys. With our code LLB, you will get 20% off your first order and free worldwide shipping. Treat yourself. Treat yourself to a nice, fresh-smelling bussy. But yeah, so let's just talk about the actual products because, like, we actually got to use them. Thanks, Manscaped, for sending us these products because I needed a trim. I did. It's Pride Month. I'm going to get my bussy beat. My bussy beat, bussy eating, bussy.
Don't.
Okay.
Your bussy beat, bro. But,
sorry. But listen, whatever is going to happen to my bussy, I just needed her to be clean.
Mm-hmm.
Her.
Respectful.
Her. God is a woman. Like, I was a little afraid at first just because I have used other products before that have nicked me, but I do like the fact that when you do put these near your nether regions,
it feels safer.
Yeah, it feels so much safer. Like I said, I've used other ones before that have literally cut me up. The bussy was beat. The bussy was beat, not in a good way. She was cut up. It was intense. And inside of, like, the performance package, they actually gave us, like, other stuff, too. Yeah, I will say, like, everything that you get in the performance package, like, you don't have to get the performance package, but you truly get your bang for your buck.
Yeah.
But listen, if you have a body and you just want to take care of yourself, just give yourself a little extra grooming. Manscaped.com.
Yeah.
Get 20% off. Free worldwide shipping. Use the code LLB.
Live, laugh, beef.
Live, laugh, beef, baby. Okay, so moving on from Manscaped, one of the things that I wrote down here is I want to talk about how a lot of people, and I think maybe it's just the older generation, and some people who have never had a gripe in their life, something wrong happened to them, or just like haven't had to face any like discrimination or anything bad.
Yeah,
like they always talk about how I wish I lived in the past. Like, the past, like, they didn't have this back in the day. Men used to be gentlemen. I'm like, yeah. And no, people got stoned. Like, women had no rights. Like, people had scurvy.
I wanted to have no rights.
And it's like, it's
people
so...
People had slaves.
Yeah, no, like, literally.
That's fucked to me.
No one had rights. No. Only straight white men had rights.
Yeah.
So it's really funny to me because I think... The reason I wrote this down is because I was on Twitter and on TikTok too. And there's like a lot of accounts who talk about how like, oh, the world's so messy right now. I wish like we were in like the 50s or like the 40s.
Roaring 20s.
Yeah. Like it must have been so nice to have like blah, blah, blah. And I'm like thinking like.
The roaring 20s happened because of war.
Literally.
World war.
Like people would step on a bee and die. Like, I just don't understand when people romanticize things that they don't fully understand.
That's what I was going to say. They don't even, like, know.
You know what? Yeah, I don't know why I always got heated when I see people, like, romanticizing, like, the past.
Yeah. Because I feel like they just don't understand.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think
they see pretty
anything.
Pictures and they're like, It's like that one picture of, it's like that really famous picture. I think it was, like, the Navy guy or something like that. And he's, like, kissing his girlfriend. But, like, people are always like, oh, my God, like, to live, like, wait for your husband to come home from war. And I'm like, hello.
That's, like, the last
That's thing. That's, like, the what the fuck? Anyways. Okay, so moving on. I do want to talk about Cara Delevingne. Speaking of someone who just came home from war. A war in her mind.
I kind of felt bad for her.
I did. No, don't get me wrong. I don't like the way that people were dogging her. I always say that. Like, I hate when people just dog on one person and just, like, really, like,
I love
make
a good
fun of her
meme,
for no reason.
Yeah,
I love
problem.
A good meme. Love a good meme.
Like, the photos were so funny where she would, like help Megan. Mm. The thing is, though, I don't know. And you guys, like, no one knows what actually went on. So that's why I kind of hate when people are like, oh, my God, she wouldn't leave Megan alone. Megan
hates they're friends.
Her. Yeah. And that's what I was going to say. But I don't know, because Megan did cut her out of a Instagram
story. Yeah, but you know what I will say about, like, the whole Megan situation? People are like, oh, like, she's being so annoying. Like, just being, like, all over Megan. It's like, I feel like we all have that one friend that you, like, really, like, you love and you care about.
But they're a bit extra.
But they're a bit extra. They're fucking
a
annoying.
Bit touchy.
Yeah, you want to, like, at the end of the night, you just want to But you'll text him again tomorrow and you're just like, you want to go for brunch?
And like, again, Megan Prater is a plus one, didn't she? Like, yeah. It's not like she like someone, I saw someone say, how did they get seated next to each other? Blah, blah. And
because
I'm like,
they're friends.
They were there together.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually saw a tweet today. Let me show you it.
Just trying to make you, I think Cara Delevingne's like that friend who's just like, is a little too intense.
A little much.
And also,
I have a friend like that.
Yeah.
Tone it down. I already saw the pronunciation.
You saw the first.
I saw that.
You
know,
sorry,
and
you
I
saw.
Knew.
But the last thing I will say about the whole situation is I need to know who Kara's plug is. Because she was having a good ass motherfucking time.
She didn't give a shit about
you guys. She didn't give a shit. And then also, just to add on to the whole Kara thing, because they were at the Billboard Music Awards, that event actually gave some really good, like, meme material.
Oh, Doja and her vape?
Well, yeah, Doja and her vape, just throwing it across the room. She fully was like...
She literally went...
I kind of love that for about her. Oh, and she chugged her drink back. Yeah. She was like, okay, listen.
I guess I won.
Doja is for the girls. That's why I like her. Like, she's just, like, for us, you know?
She does not care.
Like, everybody else would be like, oh, that's so... She's so trashy. But we're like, listen. Meg's reaction when she won, and she was like... And then all like JT and her, from City Girls, she was presenting and her dress was a little too short and her kitty was out.
I didn't see that.
Oh yeah. The poom poom was out. Like it was all over Twitter.
Poor girl.
Yeah. Like poor girl. But just like the whole event in itself, it kind of like a lot of people will probably be like, wow, like what a fucking mess. Like
a little messy.
That's crazy. But also in my head, that whole event just reminds me of like how beautiful human chaos is.
I was just thinking,
you know what
just
I'm saying, like in like a fun way time. It's just like pure unfiltered chaos, like people living and enjoying.
Yeah,
you know, JT with her little kitty out, I guess the pussy do talk. No, that song, that's them, the City Girls.
Oh, City Girls. Yeah, in my head, JT. I know exactly who you mean now.
Made this pussy talk.
I still didn't see a thing. Yeah. But I do.
Okay, so moving on from Kara, the next thing I want to talk about is Logan Paul doubles down on plan to become president with role for brother Jake. Thoughts?
Role?
Well, I think they want to run like president and vice president.
I will say
last week we said Elon could run for president, but you know, we don't do research here. So
so now it's the Paul brothers.
So now it's the Paul brothers.
Conservative, I presume?
Maybe. You never know. Logan's fruity, right?
What if the whole White House was just Team 10?
Who's the speaker?
The one who said, England is my city.
Oh, the two twins?
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
Names. Was it the
they were the ones that, they no. were the, they were the ones were like, hold on. Let me switch the language?
Yeah.
Oh my God, they're the speakers.
Oh, I forget the speakers their names. Of the house. Yeah.
Logan Paul, please do not run for president. What are you doing?
As a Canadian, please do.
Please.
No, that's so
no,
rude
no,
me.
That literally, no, you know imagine why? Because it directly affects
that.
Us.
Like,
that was a bit.
What is this world? Like, I could actually see it happening. Just imagine.
Realistically, who would be like your celebrity president? Like, who would you want?
Who do I trust?
I would say like fictional character.
Shrek? I was thinking the same.
Not Shrek.
He was almost the king of Far, Far Away.
Okay, I actually kind of like that. I do like
he
that.
He knows how to run a... That was a dictatorship.
Oh, I was thinking more like Nate Jacobs as president.
What's wrong with you? What do you
because
mean?
Because I feel like Nate Jacobs would get shit done.
Nate Jacobs? You're actually sick. That's
and then
like,
imagine like Cassie as the first lady.
Wow, there goes... Just we are at World War IV, eh? Like, what the fuck?
Whenever I think of Nate, I always just think of, like, that
the
one
president?
Scene. No, bitch. That one thing at the end of season two where he goes, that's so homophobic.
You're right. He's an ally.
He's an ally. He would never get rid of gay marriage.
He's so scared of you guys.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Let's go for president.
No. What's with you and you? No one in Euphoria should even look at a voting ballot, let alone the White House. Fezco? The drugs?
There's got to be one person in Euphoria who's like, who could be president.
No.
Lori.
Okay, we're dead. Like, Okay. She kidnapped a 17-year-old.
Okay, you're right. You're right. Speaking of gays and kind of homophobic, Jeffree Star.
Oh my God.
And Yak Ranches.
What?
So Jeffree Star moved to Wyoming. You know that, right?
I did know that.
Which is, you know, lovely. He was just trying to get away from LA, from the glitz, the glamour, like the drama.
They shaved his head.
Yeah, and he shaved his head. And you know what? He was living peacefully in his ranch where he had yaks. He was raising yaks. And it was like, everybody's like, oh.
What a weirdo.
You know how, like, you know how, you know, yaks, like, they're so cute.
I know. Yeah, but like, what?
So recently, on Twitter, people have found out from, well, from Jeffree's Instagram story. So here, you can see that he has, it's called Star Yak Ranch. Lunchtime with my star yak girls.
What?
Look how
the
cute.
Fuck am I looking
She's,
at?
It's Jeffree Star living his belt.
Yeah,
best life.
Why does he have, this is the weirdest shit ever. This is the multiverse.
This is the multiverse.
This is when inflation went up, when he moved to Wyoming.
Jeffree Star with his yaks, like living his oats in Casper, Wyoming. And recently, Jeffree Star has killed his yaks.
I knew. I like. I straight up fucking knew that you were going to. I thought you were going to say he was eating them.
He killed his yaks.
What and does the caption say? He's now, your phone.
He's now selling
yak
Star meat. Yak Ranch ground yak. It's literally packaged. And like it says, our delicious grass-fed hashtag yak meat will be available on our online store soon.
Like, I understand that farms exist for something
yes,
like this.
Yes, they do.
But how are you going to post a thing like, lunch with my yak girls, then the next slide's like...
Slaughtered.
Eat their fucking dicks.
Literally slayed.
Jeffree Star slaying.
Slaying his yaks.
That is so fucked.
It's really fucked.
Like, I feel like you don't see farmers post a bunch of chickens like, oh, so cute. The next, like, chicken meat for sale.
From makeup to yak meat. Do you think he's going to come out with a palette just is like yaks?
Made with real yak blood.
Pigmented with real yak blood.
He sells a brush set with yak fur.
Oh, my God. I can't hate him for, like, running a business, you know?
I can.
Well, you know what? I guess we just have to wait for...
I think that is sick that he's posting like yak from, then just like, ground yak meat for sale. Get your yak meat. Like,
yeah, I think that's know. I think that's the sad part. Like, I think people did say that he was clear that he was running a meat farm. But I just think it's like the little posts with like, chilling with my yak girlies, like, you know.
Yeah.
It's like me posting like a photo with, I don't know, like a calf. And be like, me with my caffy.
And then
like, chopping him up. Yeah, I want a burgie. Okay, so moving on from Live, Laugh, Yak. At the end of our podcast, we do two things. We talk about who we're beefing with. And most recently, we have been opening up our viewers' voice messages. So right now, we're going to be listening to a few of the voice messages. There are three here.
Yeah.
From our viewers. So here we go.
Hi, Josh. Hi, Ali. My name is Kevin.
Stop.
And
I love
you. I'm sending this message from California.
Per.
I'm 26, and I just wanted to let you know that I really enjoy your podcast.
I'm going
to
cry.
I found you guys off TikTok, and I just think you guys are really relatable, and I really enjoy a lot of the topics you guys talk about, especially about pop culture. I don't really listen to a lot of podcasts, honestly, but every time there goes up a new episode, I always try to make sure to tune in right away. Everything's just, like, really entertaining. Josh, I think your photos are absolutely beautiful. Allie, I think you're in absolute mood, so I just wanted to let you guys know that, and I'm looking forward to the... newer episodes that are coming out soon. Okay, thank you. Bye.
I am gonna scream.
Yeah, I actually.
That was so nice.
I was expecting like someone to like trauma dump.
Not in a bad way.
But not in a bad way.
I don't mind a trauma dump, guys.
But
oh my
Kevin,
God.
Listen, you did not have to ride my dick that hard.
I know.
Like you did not have to ride our dicks.
You didn't
that
have
hard.
To tickle my fancy.
Yeah, all you had to do was tell us that we looked slightly mentally stable. And we
that would have been good enough for me.
That would have been enough for me.
I don't think it would be true.
But like, you know,
maybe what he said was true.
It's false. It's false. But thank you. Okay. That was so nice. I feel like that added like 3 years to my lifespan.
We love you too.
We love you. Yeah, we love
maybe,
you too.
Maybe, is that too straightforward?
Okay. Sage here says, need some advice.
Ooh.
Okay.
Let's hear it, Sage. I love that name.
Hi, besties. My name is Sage. I love you guys' podcast. I'm literally obsessed. But like, I have a question. So yeah. I'm gay. And like,
me too.
My parents are really homophobic. And my question is like, how did you come out to your parents? Like, if you're comfortable telling me, because I literally do not know how to do it. Anyways, I love you guys. Love y'all's podcast. And
thanks, Sage.
Okay. Thank you, Sage.
I will say this. I cannot tell you when to come out, because that everybody has their own journey, or like everybody, and I know that sounds so
basic,
but everybody knows when they should be able to come out. I would say with me, I grew up in a really religious family, and I never expected to come out to my parents. And the way I came out was, what had happened was, I actually had my phone out and someone like sent me a text message, and then like my wallpaper came up and it was me and like the guy that I was seeing at the time. But yeah, and he was like kissing my cheek, and like my mom looked at it and she was like, what is that? I was like, nothing. And I was like, tried to grab my phone out of her hand. Like, no, whatever. Like, it's nothing. It's just like me and a friend. Like, I'm just kissing his cheek because we're friends. Not my best lie. And obviously everything went down, and I told my parents, I was like, well, so what? I was gay. And it was like kind of heated. Like, we yelled at each other, and my mom did not accept me like right away. She looked at me and she like did not talk to me for almost 3 to 4 months. Like I would ask her, like we'd be at dinner and my dad would tell me like, oh, like come downstairs to eat. And like, I'd look at her and be like, how was work? Nothing.
That's so sad.
Not a peep. But what I will say, and everybody says it, it really does get better. At the end of the day, your parents will always see you as their child.
Yeah, that's what I was.
If there is like unconditional love, like within family, like they'll learn to accept it or ignore it at best, which is like, you know, that's the best they can do. They grew up in a different generation. And like, I really thought when I was like back in the day, I really thought my mom was never going to talk to me. My dad was chill. My dad was like, I don't care if you're gay, which was like really surprising. I thought he was going to hate me. But yeah, my mom, like now, about like 4 years later, me and my mom are actually really chill.
And like, even though he could tell you his experience or whatever, like everyone's different. And like, you could come out to your parents and it could be the best thing ever. They could just like,
yeah, 100%.
You could be totally thinking wrong and they're like, okay, well, I still love you. But again, it could like, I would just recommend, like it could be bad is what I was going to say too. Like, you can't have like these high, high hopes thinking everything's gonna be okay. Because like, in my opinion, I just think whatever you do, just make sure you're safe.
Yeah, I was going to say that too. If you feel unsafe,
don't
force it.
Don't ever force it.
Like, do it when you feel like the time is right.
Yeah, and you don't have to come out to your parents like first. Like, I don't know if you've came out to other people before, but like, tell some friends or tell people you're close. Like, it doesn't have to be your parents.
Yeah, 100%. Person. And at the end of the day, it's your life. Whatever is going to be best for you, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if it's when you're out of the house and that's when you want to tell
them. That's what I was going to say. If that's the safest for what you to do. And like, it's again, your decision, like everyone's story is different. So.
100%.
Yeah. I hope you're safe.
Hope you're safe.
Love you too, bestie. I love that you called us besties. And yeah, I hope things go well.
Hope things go well. Love is love.
We're allies.
I actually kind of love that like that came in. Because, like, this voice memo is from May 18th, and we're filming this episode during Pride. Yeah. Okay, so for the last one, from Jamie Scott, it's only 13 seconds.
Oh.
It's the shortest one we have here, so let's hope that it's a banger.
Why am I scared of the 13 seconds? I know, I'm kind of scared.
It's just like, fuck you. It's just like a hate one. Like, you imagine it's just like a really quick roast. Like, Josh, you're fat. Allie, you're unstable.
Then I would have been really pissed that we didn't end with
Kevin. Yeah. Oh, okay. All right, Jamie Scott.
Be nice.
Be nice. Okay, let's play this.
So I have a question.
Ooh, she's British.
I think she's
Australian. Is there more eyes or legs in the world?
What?
Big debate.
Jamie.
Big debate.
Eyes or legs?
Well, there's two of each on humans.
Not every human.
Okay, what are you... what would you...
Do you think there's people with more... People with more... you know what?
I think there's
if
more
we're
legs.
Counting animals...
We're counting animals, definitely
because, like, cats insects? Have legs. Insects?
Yeah, like a millipede has, like, a million legs.
Definitely don't quote me legs. On that. Oh, but what about eyes? Don't, like, spiders have, like, a
thousand? Yeah, that's true.
There's a lot of spiders. My Australian girl knows about spiders. That's why she asked it.
Oh, for real? Yeah, but spiders also has like 8 legs.
Yeah, but compared to 1,000 eyes.
No, I don't think I have 1,000 eyes. I think it's like 3. I'm saying it's legs.
If there's bugs with tens of thousands of eyes. And
I guess I will
millipede.
Say too, like there is like that one girl who like, you know, like that conjoined twin with like 2 heads. They have like 4 eyes and 2 legs.
Come on. Like, I'm sure that's not, like, that's the breaking point.
She's the offset.
She's the tiebreaker.
She's a tiebreaker. Yeah, you know what? I'm team legs.
I'm team eyes.
I'm team legs. I think it's legs.
She wasn't lying when she said big debate.
Really a big debate. You know what, TikTok? What do you think? I'm team legs.
I'm team eyes.
Anyways, moving on. All right. So at the end of our podcast, I guess, like, that's who we're beefing with this week. Each other.
I thought you were gonna say Jamie.
Jamie. Bestie, you threw us in a loop.
I'm gonna think about this all night and researching.
Okay, tell me what your answer is. I definitely think I win.
What do you mean you win? Will you do a fucking census of the world while I was
team legs? Hashtag team legs. Anyways, okay, so usually we do who we beef with.
Yeah.
But I'm not really beefing with anyone. I'm in like a really zen mode.
Yeah, it's Pride Month.
It's Pride Month, yeah. It's all about love.
Yeah, love is love. I forgot
this. It literally says love is love. So what I wanted to do to end off our podcast is, because recently we have been doing a lot of these quizzes. The test for this episode, what I want to do, is a gay culture test. Do you think you could?
Yes.
I feel like you could. I honestly think like, you could confidently answer most of these. Like,
I hope so, because I thought I was confident on the last culture quiz. Turns out I'm very white.
You are. But also, like, a lot of people were like, I guess I'm not white, and, like, I'm American. Like, this is, like, American white. Number one, we're Canadian. Number two, it's not that serious.
It's just for funsies.
It's not scientific.
Funsies and shiggles.
Yeah, shiggles. Like, obviously, shiggles. Like,
I wish
obviously this bitch is shiggles. White. The fuck?
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. So for your gay culture quiz. Yes. Yes, mama. Slay boots.
Happy Pride, everyone.
Yeah. Happy Pride. Before I actually get into the questions, I will say that these gay culture tests, it does not encompass the whole LGBTQIA community. It is strictly just my gay experience.
Yeah, you made the questions, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And I got some of it from, like, pop culture of, like, gay, you know, gay bottoms. All right. These are, like, kind of obscure, some of them. But I'll start with the easiest ones.
Okay.
All right. You're at a bar.
The scenario ones are never good.
I know.
We don't wash rice. I get it.
Okay. You're at a bar.
Yeah.
What are you ordering? Like, what drink? As a gay man. Come on.
A martini. No, a vodka soda
martini. Yes! A vodka soda! Yes! Yes!
That Why did I think of what you ordered at a bar?
No, it's really my gay
you
experience.
You always get it.
But, like, 9 out of 10 times, I would say, like, as I've been around other gay men.
They've ordered
It's usually,
sodas.
Like, a vodka soda or, like, vodka water even, mm-hmm. or a lime vodka soda.
Okay, well, I'm already doing better than the last one.
Okay, lovely, lovely. What was the most iconic moment that happened at the finale of RuPaul's Drag Race season 9?
Who won? Aquarius. No, that was Sasha.
Sasha Velour.
What? When Sasha Velour did her run?
Yeah. No, yes. Ding, bitch. Ding.
At first I thought season 8, and I was thinking Violet Chachki's run, like,
oh, look. Her look. That was iconic. I will say, yeah, so emotional. Every time I hear that song, I think of Whitney. I think of season 9 finale.
Yeah.
That was a moment for the gays.
That was such a good one.
Okay, so this one's a history. And you know what? I will say, most twinks, most gay people probably don't even know this. Okay. Who threw the first brick?
Oh, my God. And you know what? Right when you said history, I knew exactly. Yeah. She's a black trans woman.
Yep. Come on. You've got this.
I can picture her.
Come on, ally. Are you an ally?
I can picture her.
Yeah, yeah. She was iconic. You can imagine her,
her face. Give me, start saying her name slowly. Marjorie?
No, bitch.
I don't remember her name. I forget it.
It's Marsha P. Johnson.
P. Johnson. I thought her last name started with a P. Yeah, okay. I do remember her. I did say black trans woman, so I
yes. Like, I feel like that's half a point. And you know what? It isn't like an actual fact, like no one actually knew who threw the first brick, but most people credit her for just like the movement because she was a black trans activist. Moving on. Who are you calling when you see a homosexual?
What?
Okay. This is just like a stupid joke. Phone? Who are you calling when you see someone being overtly a homosexual? This one's really dumb.
I don't know.
Millie Bobby Brown. Okay, so you didn't get that one right, but that's just like an inside joke.
I didn't get it right.
That's kind of like an inside joke in like the gay community.
Yeah,
I feel like a lot of like gay men would know to shut down a gay function or just like any gay behavior. We're calling Millie.
That's so fucked.
To run you over.
You're fucked.
Okay.
I love her.
Anyways, all right, next. A water bottle is commonly used for drinking.
Douching. You know what?
How'd you know that?
Because someone asked me to borrow one.
So someone asked you before, another gay man.
Mm-hmm.
What did they say?
They said, oh, blah, blah, blah. I said, go home.
Go shower.
They were staying at my residence.
Ew. What? That's so extra. See, that's when you'd call Millie. Why are you asking?
Go buy one at the gas station.
Go somewhere else. Like, do it in your peace. Like, that's just like
a little gross.
It's just gross. Yeah. Like, come on. Okay. At the end of Telephone by Lady Gaga and Beyonce, what does it say in text after they drive off into the sunset?
Listen, I know what you're talking about, but I don't know what it says. So it's say like, it did say something about Finnish in another language?
No.
Okay, then I have no idea.
It's to be continued.
To be continued.
And you know why we're mad?
Because it never
continued. Because they never continued.
We didn't have a part two. That was a really good song.
It's a good song. Bonus point. What did Lady Gaga call Beyonce in that music video?
Like in the song or just in the video?
Nickname that she called her.
I have no idea.
Honeybee.
Oh, that's so cute.
Where she was like, honeybee. Anyways, okay. That one was really gay. Okay. I'm a gay man at Starbucks or any coffee shop. What's my order?
Yours? Or?
No, just like a gay man.
A venti.
Okay. Size queen.
tea or coffee?
Okay. Am I basic? The fuck? There's one thing that like gay people love to order. I don't know why.
Stevia? I'm just saying your order.
Literally my order. It's an iced coffee.
Oh.
Literally just an iced coffee. Like we love to talk about iced coffees. I don't think the girls and the gays like hot drinks.
We're so cool.
We're just better.
We're just the best.
This is probably like the ultimate question, I think. Because I think a lot of gay men would have experienced this. If I was 12 years old and I was hanging out with my friends playing Super Smash Bros. Who is my character of choice?
It better be the same as me, and it better be Kirby.
No.
Okay, go back. Yoshi?
No.
Super Smash Bros?
If no. Super Smash Bros. Brawl. Who would be the character that I about, like, the hot choose? One? Who do you think I would choose?
Roy, Samus, Link?
No, bitch. How do you not know this?
I'm so... Luigi?
Nope.
Should I just keep going?
Who do you... Okay. I want you to think real deep and slow.
Donkey Kong.
Think of the roster. Bowser. And think of a gay man.
Ness.
Who do you think I would choose?
Ness?
No.
Dr. Mario.
There's only like two. I will take three answers.
Game and Watch. Game and Watch.
No, bitch.
Dr. No. Game and Watch. Why? You said there's three answers? I've literally listed
half the characters. No, three answers that I would take.
I can't believe it's not Kirby.
No.
Think Jigglypuff.
Hard. Think long and hard. Think
Princess Peach?
Yes.
She was ass in Super Mario
Bros. That's the point. We literally didn't care. Okay, literally ask any gay guy. Literally just play Smash with any gay guy who hasn't played it before. They'll probably choose Princess Peach. I'll be honest.
What moves does this bitch do?
It's either Princess Peach, Princess Daisy, or Rosalina. I really can't believe you didn't get that.
Well, because like, honestly, if I was thinking logistically, Princess Daisy and Princess Peach is not my faves.
I see. But as a gay man, you know what? I will say you did pretty good for straight women.
Straight?
Unlabeled women.
Thanks.
So I will say you did pretty okay. Actually, you did pretty good.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm just like kind of disappointed that you didn't get the Smash Brawl question. Okay, Miss Ally. I think
ally?
That's it. Okay.
We've
been too much. You know what? I will say, like, for this entire episode, we have truly just been
super pride.
Yeah, super pride. Next week, we're going to be very far right. Kidding. Just kidding.
Next week, we discuss Trump.
We discuss Trump. Kidding. We're kidding.
Joking.
Please.
I'm not American.
Please don't. We're not. We're Canadian and gay. But anyways, thank you guys so much for listening to our podcast. Thank you, Manscaped, for sponsoring us. Use code LLB. I hate to beg, but and like,
please,
please. it really just helps out. Helps us out a lot.
And it's a good product. So like,
yeah, and it's a really good product. So you're supporting your balls and us.
Yeah.
Or your nether region. Sorry, I love saying nether regions. Kind of obsessed. But yeah, that's pretty much it for this episode. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe if you're on our YouTube channel. And if you are on our Spotify or Apple Podcasts, make sure you give us a rate. Anyways, thank you guys for watching. We'll see you later.
Hi, gay.
Bye, gay.
Bye, gay.